But first, on this Friday morning here at the Bunker, let's say hi to an old friend as we open the door and welcome in George's old swim coach, Marge.
I know Marge.
Hi, Marge.
But she did not coach me.
Hi, non-George.
Hi, Marge.
Hi. I thought I'd come by to let George wish me a happy Mother's Day. Since I was such a mother figure to you.
When we weren't doing
other stuff.
Yeah. I've met you since we've done the show, but I don't remember you being a swim coach. But Mother's Day.
I was his swim coach, and we almost got to the Olympics, and my life almost totally worked out for me. But then George abandoned me at the last second.
George.
I didn't.
It sent me spiraling. I was so dead set on becoming an Olympic gold medal winning coach. George was going to do it. He could swim so fast.
Wasn't that fast.
So fast. You're the only one of my kids, in quotes, that talks to me.
Wow. Oh. That's sad.
Yeah, my three real bio kids, they don't speak with me.
Oh, you have real bio kids?
Oh, I have real bio kids.
That's so sad, Marge.
Yes, indeed. And they don't speak to me because they're very busy with their successful lives.
Well, that's no reason not to speak to you.
I know. That's what I tell them through intermediaries. One of them is running a big tech company. One of them is the U.S. Senator. And one of them is Michael Phelps.
Well, Michael Phelps is your
Michael
son?
Michael Phelps, indeed.
Holy cow.
But the one that I wish would love me the most is my adopted son, Georgie.
George, it's Mother's Day. You should invite her over.
What you got going on for Mother's Day, George? You got a special day planned?
Little this, little that. Not much.
I have a special day planned, too.
You do?
Yeah, I'm going to hang out by the river and try to catch a catfish.
Well, they ought to be biting this time of year.
I also may try to redress my leg wound.
Oh gosh.
But what are you doing, George? Having a $200 brunch?
No. No, I don't think so.
You know, I consider myself lucky. I am. I always count my blessings.
Yeah.
I'm lucky. I've got a shelter that I built out of hackberry branches.
That's something.
I've got running water.
Okay.
When it rains. And, George, you're fortunate, too. You've got over 5,000 square feet that you don't use because you usually stay downstairs.
We're under that, and I go upstairs every once in a while.
Let's take some Mother's Day calls, shall we?
No.
Let's go to Woody in Manhattan. Woody, you're on the ticket.
Oh, no.
Thanks for taking my call, Marge. I just wanted to say a happy Mother's Day to Sunyi.
Oh, God.
Sunyi and I have two beautiful adopted children together. Uh-huh. You know, if a lot of people know that, but, you know, Sunyi is like transformative in my life. She's wonderful. I mean, you know, she's like Kierkegaard went snowboarding and fell into a crevasse with Wagner.
Just settle down.
You have a question for Marge?
Okay, we're going to move on now. Let's go to Stephen in Highland Park. You're on with our Mother's Day calls with Marge.
How does she know where to go?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Stephen.
I just wanted to wish my mom a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's sweet.
And when she wakes up around 1 p.m., I'm going to make her breakfast and get her wine for her.
Stop it.
And then I'm going to make her a card that she can put in a drawer with all her other unopened cards.
Oh.
She likes collecting unopened cards from her kids. Daddy and Mama were up late last night fighting.
Oh,
Mama found something in Daddy's glove box that made her mad.
Uh-oh.
And Daddy had to get her a yacht catalog out and let her pick out another.
Oh, no.
Happy Mother's Day, Mama.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much for that, Stephen.
Why didn't you talk to him when he was on the line?
I didn't want to interrupt him, George.
Okay.
Let's go to Katie Da in Florida.
Hello.
Yes, did I have your name right, Katie Da?
It's Katulda. Katulda.
Oh, is this Tiger's mom?
Oh, Katulda. Yes, Katulda, what you calling about?
It has been my honor and pleasure to be Eldridge Wood's mother. Tiger is my son.
Oh, this is big news. We have Tiger Wood's mother on, guys.
My son has taken very good care of me. But you know who didn't take care of me?
There's no flipping way.
Who's that, Katulda?
my former husband. Verbally abusive, decomposing hippopotamus that began dating me in Thailand when I was minding my own business and he was channeling through while waging war in Vietnam because he was so drunk and he decided that he wanted to marry my body despite the fact that I was trying to get away from him because he smelled and acted like Pepe Le Pew. So I cross-country skied through the Russian countryside while he chased me, firing random shots from his sidearms, trying to trigger a progress impeding avalanche while singing the future hit song What's Up by Four Non Blondes. And finally, outside of Ames, Iowa, his rented submarine caught up with me while I was on horseback, and he quickly wooed me and had me lie down while he injected some baby-making slug trail into my fertile mommy place. But trust me, 9 months later, squat in an abandoned rural steakhouse and squeeze out the Hyundai SUV wrecking serial adulterer who won 15 more majors than his father.
Yes.
It's amazing.
He says hi.
Oh.
Okay, thanks for that call there, Katilda. That was a weird one.
She can cross-country ski. Yeah.
That's It's a little weird. I don't know why I had a rented submarine in Ames, Iowa, but thanks for your call, Katilda. And everyone have a happy Mother's Day.
Okay, thank you, Marge.
Happy Mother's Day, Marge. Tell Michael hello.
Marge, you run a pretty good talk show.
Yeah, not bad.
All right, see you.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye.
Happy Mother's Day, Katilda.
It is 8:46 on the ticket. It's not quite over for the Stars, and we'll talk about it with Daryl Razor-Ray next.
The census shows we have a lot of new Texans.
Texans.
Some of you got here as fast as you could. Some have been around a few years or a few generations. One thing binds us together, not just as Texans, but as Americans. It's listening to America's favorite radio station, The Ticket. We're an acquired taste.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Just like great barbecue and Tex-Mex, once you find it, you're hooked. Welcome to the P1 family, y'all. Your new friends and neighbors are already here hanging with us.
Basically, I just want to hang with your daughter.
Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.